You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 96. You know, in the last show, we talked about the 7 skills you must master to become a network marketing professional. And you can listen to that over at jackiealmer.com/095 if you missed it. In today's show, I want to cover the differences between posers, players, and professionals in network marketing. And then you can decide which one are you now, and is that the one you want to be? Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, welcome to the show. It's Jackie Almer, and I appreciate having you here with me today. I don't know if this is your first time listening in. If so, welcome. I'd love to know how you found me. If you're on Twitter, just send me a tweet at Jackie Almer and let me know how you found me. It's always fun to learn a little bit about that. And if you've been here a while, well, welcome back, and hopefully you're finding some value here. Feel free to share it with any of your team partners, even prospects, people who are considering network marketing and who want to build a successful network marketing business. As you're going to learn in today's show, I've pretty much done it all. I've been an extreme failure in network marketing, I've been a moderate success, and I've been a massive success in network marketing. So I haven't forgotten where I come from, where I came from, or what I had to do to get to the different levels. So, you know, we're going to talk today about posers, players, and professionals in network marketing. And you know, it's funny, this is an area that most people, they don't want to think about it, because very often, when we first hear this, we don't really want to acknowledge where it is that we fall within those 3 type categories. And it's okay. You know what? Here's the thing. Most people start out as posers. They really do. They're hoping and wishing and praying. But for many of us, we really don't want to have to do the steps that it takes to be successful. And that's kind of the way it is in life. You know, most people don't want to take the steps that it takes to lose weight or get fit or sustain a healthy relationship. We want it to happen. Doesn't mean that we don't want those things. We're just kind of lazy. We get into lazy mode and we don't want to take the action steps. So here's the thing. Most people do start as the first one. They start as a poser. And a percentage of those people move quickly into the second one, and that's a player. But it's only a very small percentage that take it seriously enough and take it to the next level to become a true network marketing professional. So we'll cover each one of the 3 today, and most specifically, we'll cover how to become the professional in network marketing that you want to be. And if you want even more coaching and insights and training on how to deal with this and how to move yourself forward, consider joining my coaching community, my Inner Circle coaching program. You can learn more about online and offline techniques to build your business by going to jackiealmer.com/coach. Remember, I've sponsored over 1,800 people in the last 15 years using the tools of the internet, and I'll teach you how to do the exact same thing. All right, so posers, players, and professionals in network marketing. Let me just start by saying, again, I have been all 3. Therefore, I am highly qualified to educate and share with you on this particular topic. And you know what? Here's the really sad thing. I've gone back and forth between the first 2 a number of times, and I've gone back and forth between the second 2, being a player and a professional, a few times as well. As much as I hate to admit that, you'd like to think that once you get to professional level, you don't default back. But hey, what can I tell you? So as you listen in, you may find yourself in these 3 descriptions. You're in great company. Don't take any of this personally. Like I said, I've been all 3. Tweet me if you want to chat about it. I'm always willing to share my poser mentality back in the day and, you know, mistakes I made and all that kind of stuff. So don't be afraid to reach out and ask me questions and let me help you move forward move to a different level in your journey in network marketing, because that's what I have a real passion about. All right, so let's talk about posers first. Here's kind of a description of posers. Posers typically have about 3 to 8 people in mind for the business, and these are people that they're hoping and wishing and praying are going to join the business, they're going to be superstars, and they're going to make everyone rich, and then the poser can just sit back, relax, cash the checks, sip fine drinks on the beach out of a coconut, and travel the world in a private jet, and don't we all wish that would happen for us? Reality of it is it most often doesn't, and because posers only have 3 to 8 people on their list, and they typically only call 2, maybe 3 of those, and they typically don't take the time to really develop the language that they need to be successful, well, it doesn't quite get where they're hoping, wishing, and praying that it will. Another thing posers like to do is they like to have a conversation with a prospect or two, and when that person isn't interested, they immediately say, "Ah, this doesn't work. This just doesn't work." Or maybe they do sign somebody up, or they talk to somebody cross-line, and you know that person maybe isn't having success either, or isn't interested, whatever it is, and the poser ends up complaining about everything. The back office, customer support, products that are delayed, the upline, the sponsor, cross-line, the last convention, whatever it was, although in most cases, posers haven't even made it to the convention, so that's typically not an issue either. But that's an area that posers excel at. Another example of a poser is those who come in, talk a very big game about what they're going to do in network marketing, how serious they are. They want to get out of their job. They're going to do it in 6 months. They're going to commit to a schedule. And then, poof, they vaporize. They disappear into thin air. They go missing in action. Is that you? Have you ever gone missing in action? I have to say, that's one thing I've never done. I've never gone MIA on anybody. You know, they say they'll do something and then they drop off the face of the earth. They don't return calls. They don't return texts. They don't return emails. Seriously? Oh, that's just really sad. I mean, at least act like a professional in this regard. If your sponsor has taken the time to sponsor you, to walk you through some basic training, at least have the courtesy to get out of MIA mode and just say to them, "Hey, it's not for me." They'll understand and respect that, but it's grinding to have somebody just disappear. And you know what? Besides grinding, it's just rude. It really, truly is. Now, another thing with posers, they don't attend events. They don't get on conference calls. They know better than everybody else. I actually had a team member once say to me, "You know, in all my time of listening to conference calls and network marketing, I've never learned a darn thing. And this person's never made any money either." And I wanted to say, do you suppose maybe there's a correlation between your attitude and your learning mode in network marketing and your success level or lack of it? Because I don't know a top income earner anywhere who doesn't stay in learning mode. I learn something from every call I'm on, even if it's just a little tidbit. You never know. Another thing with posers, they have a mental list versus a written list. They think that doing that written list is just nothing more than a waste of time. And the reality of it is they think it's a waste of time because then that would almost commit them to having to pick up the phone and call somebody. And the reality of it is they don't really intend to call people on that list anyway. They have that mental list of 3 to 8 people of which they're typically going to contact 2 or 3 of them. If those people don't jump in, join the business and get busy, boom, the poser is gone, out of action, out of your business, on the MIA list, that's missing in action, never to be seen or heard from again until you see them on Facebook pop up promoting another business. Now, another thing that posers do is they get super involved in busy work. Now, this is where it can get sad because some really, really nice people fall into the poser category in this area. I know back in my first company when we had Tuesday night meetings, a lot of the posers were the ones that showed up early for every meeting. They worked the registration desk. They never sponsored anyone. They never brought any guests. They never did any of that. But they were the nicest people in the world, and they did get involved that way, but they got involved in the wrong things for building their business. And they basically deluded themselves into thinking that these action steps that they were taking were somehow working their business. So busy work like making new flyers, working on websites when you're not contacting anybody, sitting on conference call after conference call after conference call, running conference calls before you've reached the level that you really want or are a leader, being on every company Facebook group and endlessly answering everybody's questions and doing that, that is busy work. And that is distracting, and very often it just deludes you into thinking that you're working your business when really and truly you're not. So if any of those fit you, that's okay. I've been in all these. Let's move on and talk about players. Now, players are certainly a step up from posers, and you can convert them at any time. They're kind of teetering there between poser and professional. They want to be a professional. They may have a little bit of fear or whatever, so it's really up to you to grab hold of them and move them forward. Now, players are a little bit more likely to give it a try. They don't say, oh, I'm just going to give it a try. Well, sometimes they do, and I always hate that. Well, I'm going to give it a try. It's like, oh, man, you might as well just quit right now. I want to hear you say, I'm going to do this thing. I don't know exactly what it's going to take. I mean, what baby says, that walking thing looks pretty cool. I'm going to give it a try. Most people, when they decide to learn to ride a bike, don't say, I'm going to give it a try. No, they keep going till they master it. So I always hate to hear those words, I'm going to give it a try. I'm willing to give it 6 months. I'm willing to give it a year. Well, that typically means they're really a poser and they're going to get involved in busy work and then they're just going to say, oh, it doesn't work. So don't fall into that trap. Now, players have a small written list typically. They think they don't know that many people. They tend to edit their list. They go through and say, oh, my friends are different. It's different where I live, that kind of thing. And some of this sounds like it might be poser mentality too, and it can be, but players at least are open and a little more coachable. And again, if you will grab hold, then you never know who you might convert to player to professional mode by doing that. So help them work on that list. Help them understand the power in not editing it and teach them good success language to say as they call that list. Now, players, again, they can kind of have a tendency to already know what to say. And again, their friends are different, so they don't really need third-party tools. But they'll humor you and indulge you and maybe try it just a little bit. Another thing players do is they tend to look for outside motivators. They're looking for people outside of themselves to give them the motivation to move forward. So they attend events oftentimes and meetings and stuff, and they'll say, I just need the motivation. And that's good. I mean, we know that meetings can help. They can really get you over that hump sometimes. But ultimately, to be successful, you've got to look down deep inside yourself and find that inner motivation, that strong why that's what moves you forward. Because there's going to be rough times in your business. We all have them. And there's going to be those times when there's not an external motivator to move you forward. Now, sometimes players can have a tendency to get distracted with bright, shiny objects and look for shortcuts. But again, with a little bit of coaching and you staying with it, when you see good tendencies, you can often rein them in. And they'll go to a few events, and that's good. Sometimes they take it seriously, sometimes they don't. But the cool thing about getting a player to an event is events is where aha moments are created. So if you can get a player to an event and you can take it outside of you to be their primary motivator and coach and cheerleader and all that other stuff, and they can listen to different stories and meet different people, you might be amazed at how you can move that player into professional mode, or at least along the steps, just by getting them to an event. Now, again, players are recoverable, and they teeter. They teeter on the brink of both. A little bit of success with a player will go a long way. So it's up to you to be in good communication. Really, you have to be in strong communication and, just see what you can do to move them along, okay? Keep them in the game and work on shifting them to a professional. All right, so let's talk about professionals. Well, professionals take it seriously. Man, when you put training in front of them, they absorb the training. They not only watch it, go through it, ingest it, digest it, they take notes, they reread their notes, they figure out how they're going to fit into it, and they make a list of questions. They don't know everything, and they don't pretend to know everything, but what they say to you is, teach me, I'm coachable. Teach me I'm coachable. When you tell them to make a list of their questions, they do. When you schedule time with them, they show up, and they show up with their list. They show up with questions. They make their written list, and they begin contacting those people. Hopefully, they'll work with you to role play a little bit and develop that good success language. And you know what? Most of them have fear. Most all of us have fear. They have fears, but their why is much stronger than any fear, and that's really what propels them forward. So it's important to always find out what your new team member's why is so that you can work on that and use that to move them forward. Now, professionals attend events. They find out when the events are. When you tell them, look, company convention is imperative. This is the date. Leaders show up. This is where aha moments happen. This is where you build belief. And not only do we have to get you to that event, we need to get your spouse to that event. And ideally, we need to bring a few team partners with you to that event. And they take it seriously. They listen. Here's another great thing about professionals. They call you. They call you with questions. They call you with contacts on the other end of the phone, you know, people to do three-way calls with. They call you to share their excitement. They even call you to share their downtimes, which is great because that's what you're there for. You're there to be their strong cheerleader. And they stay optimistic. Again, they might get down a little bit. We all do. But they understand how to handle shutdowns and how to set realistic expectations for the business. And they listen and they learn and they believe in the fact that if anybody else can do it, they can do it too. They believe in the fact that all of us who are successful hear more no's than we hear yeses. And that's a big, important part of it. And again, as I mentioned, they'll role play with their sponsor. They'll take the time to write out their contacting success language. This is so important. You know, it's that whole practice, drill, and rehearse. You know, they learn the skills, they learn the tools, they learn how to use, what it is that they need. They learn how to use all the tools of the business so that they can develop the success that they need, okay? They're not hesitant to do that. They understand the power in business. They understand the power in a system. And they work their calendar. When you tell them to get out their calendar and block out all the different times that things are already busy, they do that. And then when you tell them to schedule in some times that they're available to work the business, they do that. They study the list of business skills that you put in front of them and understand what's needed, and then they practice, drill, and rehearse. Now, here's the cool thing. Anyone can become a professional at any time. Most of us have defining moments in this business that move us to a next level. I know I did, and most of my defining moments happened at events. I was a player when I went to most events. I wasn't quite in the beginning. I wasn't quite a professional yet, but it was getting to those events and watching people with no stronger skill sets, no better looking, no smarter, no more talented, no more any of that than me walk across the stage with a lot bigger team, earning a lot more money, where I looked at myself and thought, wow, you know, surely if they can do it, I can do it. So that's the important part of it. You can become a professional at any time. It really does involve lifelong learner mode and then teaching what they've learned, turning around and teaching that to a team and prospects and different things like that. It's being coachable. And as much as anything, it's realizing that success in network marketing is not about buying a lottery ticket. You don't just join and get lucky. I always get sick of hearing, oh yeah, they got lucky. You know, I know for me in the beginning it was, oh no, you know, they don't work. I'm not going to join you. And then, you know, I'm going to watch you. And when you're successful, I'll get involved. And that's what they say in the beginning. And then when you finally make it and you're successful, well, it's because you're lucky. You know, you got in at the beginning or whatever. They always have an excuse, but not professionals. They know that it's about being coachable. Okay. They know it's not a lottery ticket. And then the funny thing is, once you become a pro and once you start earning that income, everyone wants to know, how did you do it? And you know what the truth of it is? There's no secret. There's no secret handshake, no secret script, no secret website video, no secret contacting language. It's literally about repetition, developing those business skills over and over and over again. It's how you learn to shoot free throws. You stand there at the free throw line and you shoot basket after basket after basket. And in the beginning, you miss most of your shots, and you do the same in network marketing too. But over time, as you keep practicing and perfecting it and looking at the people who've gone before you who have it perfected, and you become coachable, Pretty soon you start nailing those shots. Pretty soon you start sponsoring people in network marketing, and then you teach them how to do the same thing. And pretty soon you're walking across the stage collecting a big check. You're walking across to the center of the stage and empowering and inspiring other people with your story of how you did it. So which are you right now? Are you a poser? Are you a player? Or are you a network marketing professional? And it's okay. It doesn't matter what you answer to any of those, but I want you to write down or visualize in your mind right now where it is that you want to be, and then let's talk about those action steps that you need to take to get you there. Okay, so here's those action steps. And again, you can find the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/096. And these action steps are in there. So if you're ready to become a professional, if you're driving, walking, at the gym, cooking dinner, wherever you are, and you're not able to write it down or make a note, a note file in your smartphone or whatever, come back to it later and write these down. First of all, determine who you are and where you want to be. Second, make your list. Have you done that? Have you made your list? I hope you do, and I hope you will. Third, have a business action plan every day, even if nothing's on it, okay? Even if nothing's on it, at least you wrote it out and said, there's nothing on this list today. Next, hold yourself accountable and ask your sponsor to hold you accountable as well. Next, determine what is your weakness? What is your biggest weakness in this business so far, and how can you work to improve it? And then finally, what event is on your calendar? What event are you attending next? All right, then now it's time for our iTunes review shout out. And this goes out to Stagmeister. I think I might know who this is, but I'm not totally positive. But Stagmeister writes, Jackie has a unique way of conveying truth and sincerity, emphasizing you and what you like as your brand and avoiding the guru culture. She is genuine and a great listener. Worlds of knowledge and experience. Thanks so much, Stagmeister. I appreciate that. And you've been entered into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching program. And if you're listening and you would like to be entered in that drawing, just go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher and leave your review and get a shout out on the show, a shout out on my website, and be entered into a drawing for a free month of coaching. Now, it's about to launch. My Done For You blog setup and coaching is coming at the very end of September, which we're almost there, first part of October. So get on my list for updates. Profit in your PJs now. And if you don't have your tickets yet for the Mastermind event, MLM Mastermind, I have just one or two discounted tickets left. Had a number of team members who were not able to go due to some conflicts, and you'll save over $150 off the regular price. Just go to my website, jackieelmer.com, and use the contact form, contact-me, and I'll get the details to you. And again, the show notes, jackieelmer.com/096. If you have a question for me, you can tweet me at Twitter, @JackieElmer. Use the hashtag JackieElmer. Makes it easy for me to find. And remember this, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.